Feral cats are creating havoc in Hawke's Bay, but locals suspect they're actually unwanted pets that are being dumped. Tūnanui Station is 40 k's west of Napier, and farmer and owner Andrew Russell has been trapping and killing roughly 100 cats annually over the past 15 years. But this year, the number has jumped to 400, and Andrew believes a person or people appear to be dumping domestic cats in nearby forest plantations along Flag Range Road, and he hopes to track down the culprits. He's with us now. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Karen.
Can you just outline what the problem is? What threats do feral cats pose on your property?
Well, they're quite a threat to bird life. And the other big one, being a farmer, is they carry a disease called toxoplasmosis, which causes abortion in sheep, which, as you can understand, is not ideal.
That's a real explosion in numbers this year, 400 cats that you've trapped and killed so far.
We did 300 last year, and that's when it first started ramping up.
How do you get rid of them? Where do you dispose of them?
Oh, once they're dispatched, they go down the offal hole out of sight, and, you know, they can't do any more harm spreading diseases or anything else there.
What makes you think that they're domestic cats?
Well, when you have a cat in a trap, it soon becomes pretty obvious whether it's domestic or feral. The feral ones, proper feral ones, are pretty gnarly critters. And they'll run up and down and hiss and carry on at you, whereas the domestic ones will just sit there and look at you and meow and wonder when you're going to feed them.
Oh, that's a bit sad, isn't it?
It is a bit sad, really. And I think that's something that these people don't take into consideration.
What people are you talking about?
Well, I think we've always had people dumping cats, and quite often you get an influx around Christmas or Easter. When people are going on holiday and they think, well, you know, what are we going to do with the cat? And, you know, it's however many dollars a day at a cattery, and they think, well, just take it out in the country and give it a nice life. That's what they think.
Why are they coming to your place?
Well, I think the reason that we've had a sudden influx is it's gone beyond just individuals doing it. We think we've got one or maybe more cat rescue people actually dumping the ones that they can't rehome out here. So they're actually starting to dump quite large numbers at a time.
That's outrageous, if that's right.
Yeah, well, it is outrageous. Well, we couldn't understand why, you know, the numbers went up so dramatically. And then we got some intel to say that there was one particular one of these people doing this, and so it suddenly the penny dropped, and it sort of explained why we were suddenly getting these huge numbers.
They think they're going to survive in the wild? How will they get food?
Some of them will survive, but probably I'd say 20% probably either don't survive or find it pretty tough going. And we do find a lot of emaciated ones that are, you know, obviously not very good at hunting. They're what I would term as recreational hunters rather than hunt to survive. And when they're going to survive, they don't really cut the mustard.
So you're saying a couple of cat rescue places, are these just individuals who have tried to look after them and can't, do you think? Or?
Well, I think what they do is... they find it pretty easy to rehome all the pretty coloured ones, you know, the gingers and the greys and all those sort of ones. But the tabbies and the blacks and the ones with bad attitude, I think that's a bit more of a tougher proposition. So it's easier just to chuck them in the car and go for a drive in the country and turf them out and happy days.
Well, I take it we're not talking SPCA. We're talking...
No.
Nothing of that nature.
No. SPCA are actually... got a de-sexing and chipping promotion going on at the moment, so no, they're definitely not the culprits, no.
Have you got any proof? Do you know who it is?
We do have an idea who it is, but we haven't got conclusive proof, but I'm in the process of getting a scanner, and we have a number of cats in our freezer, which we'll be scanning and see if any of them are chipped. And if we find that one's any that are chipped, we'll then track down who those chips were registered to and ask them if what they think, where they think their cats are.
Which you'd think would have been the job of the cat rescue if, in fact, they've been dumping them.
Exactly.
So, Div, you've gone out and bought a microchip scanner.
Yeah, well, it's on its way. It's not here yet, but we've got quite a number of cats ready to scan.
I've seen a picture of them, and it's pretty gruesome, isn't it? They're in a freezer in your place. It's like keeping them in a cat morgue, really.
It is. It's not. I mean, there's nothing pretty about it. But I'm trying to stop this practice happening anywhere, not just here. Otherwise, I mean, it'd be easy for me to stop it happening here. I just hang a few carcasses up on a fence, and they'd pretty soon get the message and go somewhere else. But that just moves the problem somewhere else. It doesn't actually stop the problem.
Right, you really want to track it down and get to the bottom of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if I can unearth some chipped cats, as for want of a better word, and then find out what their stories are, I think we can probably conclusively sort the problem out.
How much did that scanner cost you?
A couple of $100, which wasn't too bad, I didn't think.
Not what you need to be doing, though. You need to be looking, sorting out other things on the farm, no doubt.
I've got better things to do with my day, that's for sure. But, if these things keep turning up and we keep getting, infecting with toxoplasmosis and nuking all my native birds, that's not ideal. So I'm willing to put the time in.
Well, keep in touch, Andrew. I'd like to find out if you do track them down. So thank you for joining us tonight.
No problem. Great to talk.
It's Andrew Russell from Tunanui Station in Te Amato Amaui, Hawke's Bay.